Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That might save the world for real. That might stop global warming, stop the pandemic, lower the crime rate, all of that. If Cole, Kendrick, and Drake hit one festival stage, I can't even imagine. What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your new favorite podcast out here. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, media personality, radio personality, content creator, podcaster, all of the above, Asia Sky. And your other lovely host, A-Dub, is still out on vacation, but she'll be back tomorrow, so no worries. Now, it's Tuesday, and plenty is happening already in this week. Dreamville Festival is back. Yep, 2022 was official. It's lit. We got the details on it. Plus, R. Kelly has been found guilty, guilty, guilty. So we're about to see how much time he's going to get in prison. Youngboy NBA's team is claiming that YouTube is doing him dirty right now by not promoting his new album. And lastly, NLE Choppa is doing some community outreach work. So let's get down to it. But first, make sure you follow the podcast, all right? Stop what you're doing right now. Hit that follow button. Hit the subscribe button so you can get those notifications on all of our new episodes and be officially locked in with DX Daily, all right? Now let's really get down to it. So do we want to start with the good news or do we want to start with the salacious news? All right, let's go Dreamville Festival first. So Dreamville Fest is officially back. You know, this is J. Cole's music festival that he established back in 2019. That first year, acts like Ari Lennox, SZA, Big Sean, 21 Savage, Black, Nelly, Tiana Taylor, Rhapsody, Mez, and of course Cole himself all hit the stage. So, you know, once 2020 came around, we were all excited like, okay, next Dreamville Fest is about to be even bigger. Then COVID hit. Got pushed back again. And then we just went into a global pandemic and we didn't know when Dreamville was coming back. But they've officially given us a new date now, and it's going to be 2 days instead of 1 day this time. So April 2nd and 3rd of 2022 is the official date for the new Dreamville Fest. Come on, return. The return is here. Now, interestingly enough, even though there's only been one Dreamville Festival so far, it is actually one of the most popular and largest artist-curated music festivals in the country. So shout out to J. Cole for that alone. Now, a lot of times the festivals will play around with location and they'll go to different cities or different states, but the festival actually is still going to be here in North Carolina in 2022. So I'm glad about that. You know, we record the podcast here in North Carolina. J. Cole's from North Carolina. It's a whole thing. I was hoping that Dreamville Fest would stay right here, and it is. It's going to be in Dorothea Dix Park in Raleigh again, where it was the first time. So this is extra exciting news. If you're looking to purchase a ticket, they have 2-day general admission and VIP passes. Those will be going on sale on Friday, October 1st. And you know, last time they sold out extra fast. So don't sleep. Do not sleep. A lot of people slept the first time around and they were sick. All right. So don't sleep on those ticket sales. And they also do have some special pre-sale tickets for fans that will be available actually starting today at 10 a.m. If you signed up for the official Dreamville newsletter. So you might want to run and go do that ASAP. But now let's talk about who we think is going to be on the lineup this year, because, you know, they like to hold that lineup until the last minute. They don't really announce it until closer to the festival date. So let's see some speculations we have about who's going to perform. Of course, the whole Dreamville roster is a given. Like, we know that already. So let's not include them. Let's go to other people we think are going to be there. I'm guessing anybody who's lit in North Carolina right now. So off top, we have to go Moray and the Baby, obviously, right? Moray's already on tour with J. Cole, so he's probably a given too. And then the baby, even though all these other festivals that, you know, try to kick him out and they ain't want him, I feel like Cole might put the baby on here. Now, also, for some reason, I'm feeling like there's going to be a crazy huge artist this year. Like, there's been all this talk of the top threes with the Cole, Kendrick, Drake. I feel like, why not bring the trifecta together at Dreamville Fest? What better place to do it? OVO Fest already happened. Kendrick Lamar doesn't have a festival yet. Bring it all together at Dreamville Fest. Bring it home. That would literally, how you say break the internet, that would break the festival universe, the festival community. If Dreamville Fest got Drake, Kendrick, and Cole all to perform on one stage together, that might save the world for real. That might stop global warming, stop the pandemic, lower the crime rate, all of that. If Cole, Kendrick, and Drake hit one festival stage, I can't even imagine. But my prediction is that either Drake or Kendrick will pop out somehow, some way. Now, I am also expecting to see more of the ladies on this year's lineup. Maybe one of the bigger ones like Meg Thee Stallion or Cardi B, or, you know, maybe some of the more up and coming girls like Mulatto or somebody like that. I just feel like we're going to get a touch more of the ladies this time around, too. I do hope Rhapsody comes back again. Yes, bring back Rhapsody. Also, I love to see Flo Milli if we're talking about the ladies. Ooh, and Bia too, because she has been killing it festival-wise. She was just in the Fenty fashion show for Rihanna. Like, Bia has been killing her live performances. She puts so much into her live show. That's somebody I would like to see at Dreamville Fest. But as far as the guys, I would want to see, you know, some of the people that were on the Revenge of the Dreamers 3 album. You have Vince Staples up there, Ty Dolla $ign. I think those would be dope to have on the lineup. Also, somebody I need to see on that stage this year, if nothing else, if no one else, we want Wale. Okay, Wale. I need to see Wale at Dreamville Festival. I want to see him and Cole perform together, something that they have, hopefully. Like, we need Wale on the Dreamville Fest stage. That's from me. That's special requests from Asia Sky, okay? So, Dreamville, please make it happen. I know I would also like to see Lil Durk, even though he was just here in Raleigh with Lil Baby. Oh, that's somebody else that could be up there too, Lil Baby. Yeah, I could go on and on with these suggestions, but let us know on social media who you think should be on the Dreamville Festival lineup. At HipHopDX, at Asia Sky, at A-Dub, let us know who you think. Okay, so let's get on to the salacious portion of today's DX Daily. So as we all know, R. Kelly has been facing so many different allegations over the years, from child pornography to pedophilia to all types of crazy sick things. Now, he was finally charged recently, and there was a litany of charges, a plethora of things he was accused of. So sexual exploitation of a child was one of the charges, racketeering, sex trafficking, bribery, all types of crazy things that R. Kelly was thrown in jail for. And he's been in jail this whole time as he's fought the case, but the verdict has finally come back in, and guess what it is? Guilty. It needed to happen. I'm sorry. It needed to happen. Certain things, you gotta be off the streets. I'm sorry. You're a danger to society. Yeah, that's what it is. So he could be facing up to 10 years being convicted of all of these charges, but they're not even done yet. So in Cook County, Illinois, and Minnesota, he's being charged there too. So he's got a long, long battle ahead of him, and he's got some long, long time he's going to be doing in prison. Just gives me the heebie-jeebies talking about him. Let's move on. So now we can get into NBA YoungBoy versus YouTube. According to NBA YoungBoy's team, YouTube is doing him super dirty right now and not promoting his album, Sincerely Cantrell, which just dropped on Friday. And they're saying their reasoning behind not promoting it is because of YoungBoy's image. You know, he's been frequently arrested. He's been involved in all of these different types of things as of recently. But I'm wondering, since when has having a bad image stopped YouTube from ever promoting anybody? That's my question. I don't know. I don't know. But according to YoungBoy NBA's manager, whose name is Alex Judier, YoungBoy hasn't received any support for this latest album due to his recent arrest and federal weapons possession. His manager took to social media and put up a post that said, YouTube told us they can't promote YB because of his image. Weak ass platform. Your number one artist 3 years in a row. And that's facts, too, because YoungBoy NBA does crazy streaming numbers on YouTube, one of the most streamed artists up there of all time. And even Wall Street Journal back in 2020 referred to NBA YoungBoy as the biggest artist on YouTube. From 2018 and 2019 alone, YoungBoy put out 11 different music videos. They all cracked 100 million views on the platform. His streaming numbers are out of this world on YouTube for some reason. So it is interesting that they wouldn't want to promote someone that's such a huge part of their platform. That's like if you have the most followers on Instagram and the most likes, but Instagram doesn't put your pics on the Explorer page. Like, how does that make sense? I don't know. And then we should address the fact that YouTube allows all types of hateful, irresponsible rhetoric on their site. Sometimes they allow some harmful imaging to be seen. So there's a lot of things that slide by and get through the cracks that YouTube allows to be on their site. So I'm not really sure why a weapons charge would cause NBA YoungBoy not to be promoted, especially if the trial hasn't concluded yet and everything's still up in the air. It just seems pretty strange to me that they wouldn't want to promote their biggest streamed artist. I'm not sure. I feel like there may be something deeper at play here that the manager isn't telling us. Maybe a bad relationship gone wrong, something. I don't know, but we'll get to it. You know, we like to get to the bottom of the mysteries here on DX Daily, but we will keep you updated on it. I'm sure NBA YoungBoy streaming numbers will still be out of this world, regardless of if YouTube promotes him or not. Now, lastly, let's get into NLE Choppa because he's doing some community outreach. I feel like he's been on his whole holistic lifestyle, healing, earthy, herbal vibes lately. And it's really a good look on him. So his latest venture is he started his own vegan food truck in his hometown of Memphis. One time for NLE Choppa because that's amazing. NLE is only 18 years old and he's already opened up this food truck. It's called This Can't Be Vegan. So he wants to help decrease the city's crime rate by giving out healthy food. Because, you know, when you're healthier, you think better. When you think better, you act better, you feel better. And that may actually lead some people in the community to live a better lifestyle. So we applaud that. We love that. We like to shine light on those types of things here on DX Daily. So shout out to NLE Choppa. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, whether you're on Spotify right now, Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, Podbeam, Stitcher, whatever you're on, it doesn't even matter. Just make sure you hit that follow button. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX. And you can follow us on IG, Twitter, all social media at Hip Hop DX. Follow me at Asia Sky. A-S-H-I-A is Asia. S-K-Y-E is Sky. And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.